we need to learn from this. So I called on the council last week to introduce a pilot scheme where you go out and identify trees that are dangerous and they're lying over high voltage and low voltage lines. That has to be addressed. And back in 1997, we had a storm in this country, and shortly after that, they introduced a scheme where they went out and cut along all those lines, and say that's the last extensive cut on power lines was done. And look, we have to prevent this. We can't prevent actually storms from happening, but we can prevent people from being without power for days on days, you know, and that's what we want to do now. We have to learn from what happened this time and get all the stakeholders around the table, being DSB, the local authorities, the Irish Water, Culture, and be better prepared for these storms that are actually happening every year now.
And is it very important for you, councillor, that we're nearly almost all out of it, but there's still plenty of people that are still without power right now, but you're very eager for this in the sense of that to get a post-mortem done and to fully understand why this happened and to, more importantly, make sure it doesn't happen again. So that's why you're looking to kind of target the certain trees that can damage power lines.
Of course, and we've seen it throughout the country. It was trees. And look, okay, there's a lot of things we may look at too. It probably needs an upgrade in the infrastructure as well. But however, trees and down to even one tree and maybe one landowner could put maybe 40 or 50 houses out, you know, and that's the stuff we need to be going out and identifying. They need to do a full survey of all their high voltage and low voltage lines and see what's obstructing them. And at that, we need to clean them out. We need to cut them down, like, you know. And that, again, as I say, people wouldn't be without power for long if we ever had a... We don't want to see the scale of that storm again, but anywhere close to a scale of storm again, it's going to bring down trees again on them lines, you know, and it's just... we need to be prepared. We need to learn from it, and that's what, that's the message that we're trying to get out there and get everybody around the table and work with each other that we can prevent that again, you know.